These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We're here to talk about the Cooper Rush signing tonight. And joining me to do that is Spencer Peterson. Spencer, how you doing?
Doing well, Ken. How are you?
Good to have you on again. It just feels like we just talked this afternoon, probably because we did just talk this afternoon about another topic that you'll probably see out there on a pod. I'm not sure if it's going to air before or after this, but you'll have a chance to see it. Spencer, thanks for joining me again. So thanks, Cooper Rush, 32 in November, which for the amount of time he's played in the National Football League, which is almost, he's hardly played at all, is remarkable. Signed for 2 years, a maximum of $12.2 million by the Ravens this last week. 2017 UDFA from Central Michigan. What are your immediate thoughts on the signing?
The 12.2 number, a little eye-popping at first, but it sounds like the actual kind of guarantees in base are maybe less, a little less than half of that, which is definitely a little bit more palatable. I'm pretty much precisely whelmed by the signing. It's really not something to get too worked up about or too down about, but you know, it's a backup quarterback at a decent price. It's you know, nothing to get too worked up one way or the other.
Is this a position where the Ravens should go ultra cheap, as they basically have in the past with drafted players or even undrafted players staying with the team for 4 years? Absolutely minimizing backup quarterback dollars that have gone out. That's certainly true with Josh Johnson. It was true with Tyler Huntley. It was true with Trace McSorley. It was true with who am I thinking of here? The previous one,
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor.
I think you have to go back all the way to Mark Bulger the last time they had a significantly priced backup quarterback, and maybe that's where you were going there. But I think the question there of if it's better to go with the strategy of ultra cheap. I typically have preferred that. I think I'm a little bit neutral between this signing and the ultra cheap rookie version. I think where I'm probably the most down was the Josh Johnson, where there was almost no upside associated with it. And the only thing I would like less than that is kind of very significant cap dollars spent, you know, something $5 million or something AAV or greater. Sunk into the backup quarterback position. But I think there are some benefits to going this route.
You mentioned that Rush is not particularly expensive, so it might be $6 million they end up paying over 2 years. He actually missed out on his a bonus for playing half of the snaps last year he had as a backup for the Cowboys. And he played 45% of the snaps, I believe, so he just really kind of got beaten up a little bit on that. They went 4-4 with Cooper Rush. Certainly not terrible. He's got actually a 9-5 career record, all with the Cowboys, though. He was actually briefly with the Giants, never took a snap for them, and not in the regular season anyway. You can do worse, I suppose, in terms of a quarterback. Not a stylistic fit for the Ravens, though.
No. That said, and I think we talked about this kind of before the show anyway, I think a lot of the guys who are stylistic fits, at least on paper, mm-hmm. hasn't really translated to the game. You know, Tyler Huntley nominally is a fast guy, and you know, when he's been on the field, it wasn't replicating the Lamar Jackson offense.
Right. And Tyler Huntley had some legitimate speed, but he just has no ability to evade in the open field, which is what makes Lamar very special, is that leverage reading ability that he has. But I agree wholeheartedly. I think that was true of Tyrod Taylor too, to a certain degree. Not really, had a little bit of speed, but certainly was not an evasive guy. He was his characteristic was more taking care of the football extremely well. I guess if you had to say what Rush does well, it's probably taking care of the football as well as most backup quarterbacks ever do. 12 touchdowns, 5 interceptions last year. He took 13 sacks. Seems to be highly desirous of getting rid of the football quickly. Has some pocket awareness in that sense, and more like the internal clock you can kind of see is running.
Yeah, the book on him, I actually refreshed myself and went back to his draft profile, and I think this bears out in the games that he played. Sort of the opposite of the old adage, $1 million arm, 10 cent head. He's, you know, $1 million head, 10 cent arm. I think you're watching the games, when he lets go of the ball, you sort of have this innate sense of how fast an NFL pass should travel. Mm-hmm. There's guys that impress you with being faster than that. Mm-hmm. There's almost an uncanny valley feeling watching his balls be thrown, that they almost linger a click or two too long in the air before they get to the intended receiver.
Could completely agree. Very poor arm strength. That's definitely one of his characteristics. Does get rid of the ball pretty quickly. He's never really had a high sack rate. It was 4% last year, 4.05 actually. But the guys who scramble around and look for the extended play, they're gonna do more. Cooper Rush is definitely a guy I would not want scrambling around and throwing the ball back towards the middle of the football field. That would be deadly.
Yeah, absolutely not. Again, definitely not a stylistic mirror for Lamar. Probably some change to the offense that needs to happen were he to play any extended time. That said, it's probably not, you know, ripping up your playbook and throwing it out. It's more leaning into things like 11 personnel or other things that you have in the playbook, but probably do less so when Lamar is in.
Yeah, maybe more play action with a quarterback like Cooper. But you got to be, I mean, the Ravens offensive line specifically is built to play with Lamar Jackson. That's specifically true of their blindside protector, who does give up a lot of ground to mirror, lets that cone get invaded. And Lamar's very good with that. I don't think Cooper Rush would be as good with it, and I think it'd be probably a pretty significant problem. But hopefully it doesn't ever become a problem, and it really only becomes an enormous problem if Lamar is gone for a portion of the season that does not include the postseason. Because I think we can agree, I was particularly after watching Tyler Huntley play in the 2022 playoffs, that once you're in danger of not making the playoffs as soon as he starts playing, and if you have a chance not to, and then if he does have to play a playoff game for you, you're very low probability of winning it.
Yeah, this very much seems like, and we were just talking about the trade-off of, do you go ultra cheap at the position because you're mm-hmm. kind of screwed if Lamar's injured for a sustained period of time, or do you spend a little bit of money, maybe raise the floor a bit? It seems like the trade-off happening here is, let's say Lamar is out for 4 games, maybe you win 2 of those instead of going 0-4, and maybe that helps you either get into the playoffs, preserve the division, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I'm with you at all. I think that if you're looking for kind of a best case of extended playing time, what you just described is exactly it. Lamar misses 3 or 4 regular season games in a row, or total maybe, you know, could have another COVID issue, or you know, something else could come up that he couldn't play for a couple of games, and maybe even at 2 different points. But Rush gets the team a win or 2 by like game management. I think he can beat a bad team with this defense. I think, you know, the running game, the other offensive weapons they have, he probably can win a game. I don't think he can win you a postseason game. Not very likely, given the higher quality of competition. And that's basically what I'm getting at. I don't think he can beat a really good team with any regularity.
No. And if you look at the games that he won for the Cowboys, they had a pretty weak schedule, particularly compared to the Ravens, who it feels like every year are at the top of the NFL in terms of strength of schedule.
Yeah, I didn't look at that actually at his game logs and see where he got his wins. So he lost to Philadelphia, lost to Houston, beat Washington. That's an impressive win. Beat the Giants. Not an impressive win. Lost to Cincinnati. Beat Carolina. Beat Tampa Bay 26-24. Also a pretty good win. And then lost again to Philadelphia. So those are his eight games. Not a lot of unexpected results in there, but a couple at least of wins against or a win against a good team anyway.
Yeah, that Washington one was a particularly wild one. I'm trying to remember the exact ending there, but I think Terry McLaurin had a long pass to go up for Washington, and then Dallas came back with some sort of special teams or defensive snafu on the part of Washington. I can't remember exactly what happened, but that was definitely a fluky one.
Okay. All right. And even Tampa, I guess Tampa made the playoffs, so they're on the Ravens list of winning opponents, I know. All right, couple more things about him. And this goes, again, going back to his draft thing, 2.96 on the RAS scale. So that definitely is not a impressive athlete there. He's described, and this is...
If you're looking for a better way to unwind, focus, or even get a good night's sleep, listen up. Let me tell you about Mood, the online cannabis company that's changing the game when it comes to functional gummies. They've crafted a whole line up of federally legal THC blends designed to help with everything from stress to sleep to mental clarity and even some spicier needs if you're into that. Now, what makes Mood different? They go beyond just THC. They pair it with herbs and adaptogens to create targeted effects that you won't find in any other dispensary. And every gummy is made with pesticide-free, small-farm American cannabis, so you're getting quality that you can trust. I've tried their sleep gummies, and let me tell you, about takes about 15 minutes, and I'm out cold, no grogginess, no weird side effects, getting some of the best sleep I've gotten in my life when I take one of these gummies. And if you need a mood boost, there are Epic Euphoria gummies, game changers. And right now, Mood is giving listeners 20% off their first order by using the promo code RAVENS at checkout. So head on over to mood.com, find the perfect gummy for whatever life throws your way, and don't forget to use the promo code RAVENS to save 20%.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
It's interesting because, you know, a lot of the descriptions going back to his draft profile are about a player who's good enough or is adequate or whatever. Adequate hand size is one of the things that was attributed to him. Now, he had 8 fumbles last year. And that's immediately first thing I look for is, okay, is his hand size adequate or do we have another Tony Banks on our hands here? And his hand size is adequate, I guess, at 9 1/8 inches. If you're looking at traits and traits that can cause you trouble, that is one of them.
Yeah, it's interesting. So he's got prototypical size. He's 6'3", you know, 220-ish, which I was a little surprised that the arm strength was so poor given that. Not that it's a one-to-one correlation, but, you know, you hear that he's a 2.96 on RAS. You're expecting something a little less impressive stature-wise. But you're right, hand size, that could be concerning. I was actually, when I was looking through his draft profile, again, a lot of the themes are what you see, that he's a cerebral guy, a good guy in the film room, throws with anticipation, but thought he might be a particular favorite of yours given his college major, if you can guess what it was.
Broadcasting?
Actuarial
science. Oh, no, I did not know that. There are not a lot of football players who end up doing that, so that's pretty good. I'm sure he's really looking forward to completing his actual career once the NFL is done. for a lot of reasons that would not work out. You need to pass your exams early in life, and he'd be a lot behind. Be impressive. Yeah. I wonder if he passed some while he was in school.
Maybe that was his backup plan, and he's actually hung around the NFL for probably longer than was expected, given a 2017 year coming out.
Well, I guarantee he hasn't made more than 10 times as much as I did as an actuary.
Okay.
Well, actually might have. It's actually probably pretty close.
He maxed out that 12.2, maybe. I don't know.
if he gets the whole thing, yeah. So anyway, I'm sure he did much better as a football player is the obvious point I'm making there. But great, good to hear that. You hear that about the film room. You hear that hopefully about, you know, an in-tuneness with what's going on. Maybe some frustrations would go away if Cooper Rush is at quarterback at the end of the game, where he might even ask to the sideline, hey, is this a no Moss play when they're not putting it in? They're not telling him don't score on this play. It could be that just being in the same room with Jackson, if they can, you know, if they strike up friendship or whatnot, and he's, you know, he's a happy backup quarterback, that there are some things he can probably teach Lamar in terms of that element of the game. He's not going to teach Lamar how to throw a football, but he could teach Lamar how to manage a football game if it needed to be done a little bit differently. And that would be, it'd be an interesting side benefit of it. And he might be a more relatable character, even than whoever is speaking directly into Lamar's ear.
Yeah. I mean, that is always the interesting kind of question, or when you think about natural ability versus learned ability or classroom learning, whatever you want to call it. Someone like Lamar Jackson is just so otherworldly talented that, you know, doesn't have to do a lot of things or hasn't had to do a lot of things to get to where he is, where it seems like given the sub-3 RAS score of a Cooper Rush, you know, he's had to put a lot of time in the film room, a lot of time on the practice field to get where he is because he just does not have those same gifts. So maybe there is something he can impart as a peer.
Yeah. I can tell you this. I'm going to do my best to get involved in the interview where he is he's brought, because I'll have a question about that to ask. That's very interesting. I appreciate you bringing that up. Any other comments about Cooper that we ought to be thinking about as we go into this 2025 season? Maybe how does it affect the Ravens draft?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I don't think the Ravens have, maybe one time in the last couple of years, they've carried three quarterbacks on the 53 man. But given that they have Leary, who they drafted last year, who is probably a practice squad candidate, and given that they have a 2-year deal with Rush, it does seem unlikely that they would draft a quarterback. If they did, it would probably move someone that they have spent resources on in recent years. But I think it's more likely than not they do not, personally.
Yeah, that's where I am too. I don't think they carry a third. They did. They carried a third on the team, sort of. They had Malik Cunningham, who they hadn't completely moved to wide receiver at the time. I'm trying to remember if they otherwise had a third guy. I don't think they ever had four. And one of the things we've talked about in terms of, you know, roster division is that you want a 3-man wolf pack with 25 and 25, generally speaking, on offense and defense. And the offensive coaches and the defensive coaches are at war with each other such that they almost always go to 25 and 25 at the end of the day. But one place where you can save a roster spot is to have only two quarterbacks. So you can save an offensive a roster spot with two quarterbacks, with having three tight ends. I guess with having three running backs, nobody was really willing to carry two running backs. You can do it with having five wide receivers. You can do it with having nine offensive linemen. That might have been all the positions I just named right there. And I guess fullback is another one in there because the Ravens carry one and they also carry three tight ends.
Yeah, and the Malik Cunningham example is a little interesting because that was not a starting, you know, week one of the 53 move. That was, I think, within the last 4 weeks of whichever year that was, and sort of a futures move almost. Where, you know, you had some walking wounded, you had some guys on IR. I think there was a little bit of more flexibility in the roster of how they went about that. But it's been a while since I think the Ravens have broken camp with 53 after, you know, handshake deals and all of that have cleared.
Right. Right. Well, even when I add up the minimums, I get to 23. So it gives you two flex spots where you can get a wide receiver you like, maybe that gives you some special teams value, carry a fourth running back. And that's even carrying three tight ends and a fullback. You could carry a 10th offensive lineman. That's not something the Ravens have typically done. They've typically done a 9 to make 8 offensive line group, where 8 are active on game day and 9 are available to them on the roster. That can get a little dicey, but that's also why one of the reasons why I have practice squad call-ups for the extra spots as well, which is something they've done at several different positions, including running back. So, I think you're right. I think there's probably close to a 0% chance that they would draft a quarterback this year, given who they have now in the pipeline.
Yeah, and I'm of the mind that I think, and not to get too far afield of Cooper Rush, but I think a 6th wide receiver is almost guaranteed. I would probably put that at a 95% chance.
They get some draft pick at some point, and it won't be if it's a 4th or 5th round pick, they won't put him on the practice squad because it's too high a probability of being lost.
Yep. So I think you're really dealing with that one flex spot that could be a 3rd quarterback. I think that's, as you mentioned, fairly unlikely. But maybe it's a 10th offensive lineman. Maybe it's a 4th tight end. Maybe it's a 4th running back. All more likely, in my opinion, than quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a 26th defender. I don't know. I think that's probably even more likely than a 3rd quarterback in my mind.
26th defender, even more likely. Yeah, it could be. Because then
maybe that's a 3% proposition, but that's, you know, 3 times or more likely in my mind.
That's
3rd quarterback.
That's thinking. all right. Outstanding, Cooper. Outstanding, Spencer. Great talking to you about this. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
I'm on Twitter X at SpencerCP. That's Spencer with 2 S's. So SpencerCP. And that's on Twitter X.
All right. Outstanding. Other folks out there, if you'd like to be on a film study short, hit me up with your idea. Usually if you DM me 3 bullet points, that's sufficient. I'll get right back to you and talk to you about the possibility of an episode. And it really can be anything this time of year. A lot of draft content is coming up over the course of the next 5 weeks or so as we blister through to a 424 draft. If you want to be a panelist on the draft show, or if you want to just be in there listening on the draft show, we'll certainly have that information via live stream. It'll be an ability to ask questions, but I'm also looking for panelists who want to be on day 2 or 3 in particular. You DM me for that as well. Spencer, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.